Come and fill our hearts.
天父圣神，请你来充满我们的心。
You have chosen every one of us for a very special charism.
你拣选咗我哋每一个人，俾我哋一个好独特嘅神恩。
You want us to be with you.
你想我哋同你喺埋一齐。
You want to send us out to the brokenhearted.
你想派我哋去嗰啲破碎嘅人身度。
Let your love flow into us.
让你嘅爱流入到我哋嘅身上。
Heal our brokenness.
请你医治我哋嘅破碎。
That we may be able to heal others, O Lord.
好让我哋都能够医治他人嘅破碎。
Let your love fill our hearts.
让你嘅爱充满我哋嘅心。
That we may be able to go and love everyone.
好让我哋能够去外出去爱每一个人。
And very especially the broken people.
尤其是嗰啲破碎嘅人。
Anoint us afresh with your spirit.
请你嘅圣神重新为我哋扶荫。
Name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Gospel according to Luke.
Luke
chapter 4, verses 16 to 20.
第四章十六节至到二十节。
He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
他来到了纳匝肋，自己曾受教养的地方，按他的习惯，就在安息日那天进了会堂。
He stood up to read,
并站起来要诵读，
and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah.
有人把伊撒意亚先知书递给他。
He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written.
他遂剪开书卷，找到了一处，上边写说：
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
上主的神临于我身上。
Because he has anointed me to bring good tidings to the poor.
因为他给我付了油，派遣我向贫穷人传福音。
He sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free.
向俘虏宣告释放，向盲者宣告复明，向受压迫者获得自由。
And to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord.
宣布上主恩慈之年。
Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him.
他把书卷卷起来，交给侍役，就坐下了。会堂内众人的眼睛都注视着他。
He said to them, Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing.
他便开始对他们说，你们刚才听过的这段圣经，今天应验了。
The Gospel of the Lord.
上主的福音。
My dear sisters.
亲爱的姊妹。
This was the first sermon of Jesus, according to Saint Luke.
在路加福音入面呢，刚才我的所读的呢，就是耶稣第一篇嘅讲道。
Jesus went to the synagogue in Nazareth.
耶稣去到纳匝肋入咗会堂。
And he stood up to read and preach.
佢企起身诵读，而且嚟讲道。
And the prophecy of Isaiah was given to him.
而咧有人就将伊撒以亚先知书递俾佢。
He opened the book and found.This passage. This passage is Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 onwards.
And
Jesus read out the passage. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free. And to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. You read out this passage. And he gave the book to the attendant. What did Jesus say? Now this is important for us. Because every year this passage was read out in the Jewish synagogues. This is the passage about the coming of the Savior to save the people. The Jewish rabbis, Jewish teachers read out this passage and they would say, let us wait for the Savior. A Savior will come. And He will save us from our oppression. He will save us from our captivity and blindness. And they all praised God waiting for the Savior. But Jesus read out this passage. And Jesus said, today in your hearing, this promise is come true. What does that mean? Jesus offered Himself as the Savior. I am the Savior sent by the Father, anointed by the Holy Spirit. I am come for a purpose. I
am
come to heal the blind.
I
am come to give liberty to the captives. I'm come to give release to the oppressed. Jesus was explaining His own mission to the people. And today during our retreat, Jesus is telling every one of us here, in your hearing today, this promise of God is come true. I am here for you. I am here to set you free.
I
am come with this mission from the Father. Let us accept Jesus as our Savior. Because Jesus is offering Himself as our Savior. There are three things that Jesus speaks about. Liberty to captives. Recovery of sight to the blind. Freedom to the oppressed. These are in fact three layers of sin. Jesus Jesus is offering himself to save us from our sinfulness. Liberty to the captives. Who are the captives? The captives or slaves, Jesus said, a sinner is the slave of sin. John chapter 8, verse 34. A sinner is a slave of sin. And again Jesus said, John chapter 8 verse 36. If the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed.
如果天主子使你们自由了，你们的确是自由的。
So what is the slavery that Jesus came to set us free from?
究竟耶稣将我们由乜嘢嘅捆绑之中释放出嚟呢？
The slavery that Jesus came to set us free from is the slavery of sin.
而是罪恶嘅俘虏。
Now this is important for us, that every sin leads us to slavery. A drunkard will tell you that. Once the person begins to drink, he cannot stop. He becomes a slave of sin. A person who takes drugs will not be able to say no to drugs. These are big sins. You may not be drinking and taking drugs. But every sin is like this. Every sin will lead us to a sort of compulsion and necessity in our hearts. A compulsion to do the same thing again. Maybe I don't like someone. Everybody cannot like everyone. When I don't like someone, I will be judging that person all the time. Everything that person will be doing will be wrong in my eyes. What am I doing? I'm judging that person all the time. And the more I judge, the more sinful I would become. Now, this is what slavery is. If I am careless in my prayer, well, that becomes a habit. I will be always careless in my prayer. My carelessness will slowly become a laziness. And then I will give up my prayer. It all started with a little carelessness. And it ended up as stopping, ending to pray. A young boy once came to me. This boy was very studious.
呢个细后生仔咧好叻读书嘅。
Used to come out as the first in the class.
佢时时喺课班里面咧系考第一噶。
Then for his birthday, his father bought him a video game.
咁咧，于是喺佢生日入边咧，佢个爸爸咧就买咗一个
Once he got the video game, he was always attracted to it. All the time he was playing the video game. A video game became so attached to his heart. Then he wanted more video games.At the end of the year, he realized he did not study anything. He failed in the exam. Now, what is happening here? A video game is a very simple thing.But that brought disaster to that young boy. And we need to look into our hearts. To see the small sins of our heart. Maybe I speak ill about others.And when I speak ill about others, it becomes a habit in me. Because every sin I commit, I will either justify it or repent over that. Every sin is like that. And that's what St. Paul is saying. Ephesians chapter 4, verse
36.
Get angry but do not commit to sin.
你们纵然动怒，但是不可犯罪，不可让太阳在你们行路时西落。
So St. Paul is warning us, get angry but do not commit a sin.
圣保罗中途警告我哋，你可以发嬲，但唔好行路到日落，唔好跌入罪恶入边。
When is anger becoming a sin?
当几时？
When I get angry, I have two options before me. I got angry with someone. I know I hurt that person. That person is very hurt. I go to him and I tell him I'm sorry.I didn't mean to hurt you. But I have this problem of anger. Please forgive me. That is one option. If I do that, all the sin is taken away. And all the evil consequences of the sin.Are also taken away from
you.
That is one option. But there is another option. I get angry with someone. I know that person is hurt. But I am so proud.I don't want to go and ask pardon from him. I justify that sin. Haven't you heard someone saying? Haven't you heard someone saying? I shouted at her. and she deserves it. So what am I doing? I'm justifying my evil. Now this is what blindness is. What Jesus speaks about recovery of sight to the blind. What is blindness? In the language of Jesus, blindness is not so much of the eyes. But of the heart. I know something is bad. But I justify it. Have you seen cat drinking milk? Have you cats since in Hong Kong?
Yes.
Yes.
The cat drinking milk. When the cat drinks milk, the cat will close the eyes. Have you seen this?
No.
Yes. Indian cats always close the eyes.
No.
The cat does not want anyone to see it drinking
milk.
When it closes the eyes, the cat thinks nobody sees
it.
That's exactly what many people do. I close my eyes and I imagine nobody sees me. This is justifying my evil. And that's why I say I shouted at someone, that person deserves it. So what am I saying? I'm saying what I did was not wrong. And when I justify a sin, every sin I justified will come back as a temptation. Then I will not be able to say no to it. Because I justified it. I shouted at someone. I justified it. Next time when there is a problem, I will shout again. And I cannot control myself. Because I justified it earlier. And therefore I do it again, it becomes a habit. This is how sin becomes a habit and oppression. What does Jesus mean by oppression? He says, the oppressed go free. You press down. You take a spring and you press it down. The moment you take your hand off, the spring will jump out. That's exactly what happens to us. We press down many evil habits. These evil habits, when there is freedom, they will come up to destroy us. Therefore, Jesus is detailing for us three layers of sin.
所以耶稣就讲得俾我哋听，有个三个层面嘅罪恶。
The first layer committing our sin.
第一层咧就系我哋犯咗罪。
Second layer justifying that sin.
第二层咧就系为我哋嘅罪揾藉口。
A third layer, the justified sin comes back to oppress us.
第三个层面咧就系我时时揾藉口嘅呢啲罪咧，翻嚟压迫我哋啦。
When we look into our hearts,
都是我们心灵深处,
all of us will find such sins in our hearts.
我们个人都在我们的心里面,
all these layers of sin
这三层的罪,
could be small sins.
可能是小罪,
but a sin is always a sin.
不过你记住, 罪就是罪,
rejection of God's grace.
就是呢,
today we need to make a very honest soul searching.
今天我们必须呢,很诚恳地去寻觅自己的内心。To find
all the layers of sin in us.
去反省和去找出呢,
in order that we may accept Jesus as our Savior.
为我们能够接纳耶稣做我们的救主,
however sinful we are,
无论我们有多少罪,
whatever be the strong layers of sin are,
无论这些罪的层面有多强,
God is waiting to justify us.
天主呢,是等待着呢,
but if I justify myself,
但如果我自己为我的罪找藉口的话呢,
the sin will become strong in me. And the sin will destroy me. Stories told of a little boy. The boy went to the school to know the results of the final exam.
那个男仔呢,就去找自己的考试,毕业试的成绩。
To his great shock, he realized he failed in all the subjects.
很震惊的就是,哦,真的都肥了。
And he felt very sad.
很伤心。
He felt sad because he lost an ear.
那呢,他伤心就是觉得,啊,伤了一点。
And he also felt angry. Angry at the teachers. Because he thought the teachers were partial against him. He also felt very guilty. Guilty because he knew he did not study hard enough to pass. But then when he thought of the evening, when the dad would come home, he will have to tell the dad that he failed in the exam. The dad will be very angry. The dad would punish him. So he imagined a good strategy how to face the dad. When the dad came home in the evening, he went to the dad with a very broad smile and asked the dad, "Dad, how was the day?" Dad said, "My son, a great day indeed." The dad asked him, "My son, how was the day for you?" And the son said, "Dad, wonderful day for me." And then he said to the dad, "Dad, I went to the school to know the results of the final exam." And the dad asked him, "How did you fare in the exams?" Then the boy said, "Oh, Dad, what to tell you? That bright boy, the son of your best friend, that boy failed.
你知不知道,你的好朋友,那個兒子,很聰明的那個人,他不合格。
And the daughter of our class teacher, the class teacher insisted the girl study all the time, and the girl did study all the time, but the girl failed.
那個班主任那個女的,那個班主任想讚她,她很勤力讀書,她都不合格。
The topper of the class also failed.
在房间里面最醒的那个都不合格。
And then in a low voice he said, I also failed.
然后他低声低声说我都不合格。
I failed is the bad news.
我不合格是一个坏消息。
The bad news which was unacceptable to the dad.
对他爸爸这个不可接受的坏消息。
So he was cooking up lies to cover up his failure.
所以这个仔呢，就是用很多的方言呢，希望呢去遮掩佢嘅失败。
There is a little boy in every one of us.
我哋每一个人呢，入边都有呢个咁样嘅细路仔。
We want to cover up our mistakes.
我哋呢，好想将我哋所犯嘅错处呢遮遮掩掩。
We compare ourselves with others.
我哋同人哋比较。
And we would want to say, I'm not as bad as others.
我们就可以说,
well, let me come back to the boy.
我们回到这个孩子,
when the boy said it,
当这个孩子说了之后,
the dad told him,
我爸爸就跟他说,
my boy, I knew it in the morning itself.
孩子,这个我一早就知道,
that you failed.
知你不合格啊?
Your class teacher phoned me up.
你的老师打电话给我。
Don't worry, my son.
不用担心,乖仔。
Let us do better next year.
明年我们从头来吧。
I will help you to study better next year.
第二年我会帮你多些,等你读得好些。
That's when tears welled up in the eyes of the boy.
于是个仔呢,就满眼泪了。
The boy realized how much the dad loved him.
因为个仔呢,就经历到爸爸已经这么疼了。
This is what Jesus came to tell us.
这个就是耶稣要告诉我们。
How much our God loves us.
我们的天主是多么爱我们呢?
Whatever be our mistakes,
我们无论犯了什么错误,
whatever sins we may have committed,
我们无论犯了什么罪,
whatever sinful powers are holding us captive, God is there to forgive us. God is waiting to forgive every one of us. God is the one love that does not take offense at sins.
那个唯一那个爱呢，系唔会因为我哋嘅罪咧而感觉到被侮辱。
Every love in this world is conditional.
喺呢个世界上，所有嘅爱情咧都系有条件。
All of us know this from the way our parents brought us up.
我哋个个都经验到啦，我哋嘅父母点样带大我哋咧，我哋经验咗。
If I did something good,
如果做一啲好嘅嘢，
the father and mother are well pleased.
爸爸妈妈很开心啊,
and they will reward us.
他们就会奖励我们,
if we made a mistake,
但如果我们犯错呢,
they will punish us.
他们就会惩罚我们,
every love in the world is like this.
世上所有的爱都是这样,
it's all conditional.
是有条件的爱,
whether we are good or not.
无论你好,这个是坏,
but the one love that is not conditional,
唯一无条件的爱呢?
Is the love of our God.
就是我们天主的爱。
God is always there to understand us.
我们的天主时时都谅解我们。
This year is the year of mercy.
今年是慈悲之年。
What does mercy mean?
慈悲就是什么?
Mercy means more than love.
慈悲是多过爱的。
We often think of God as a just God.
我哋时时都谂紧天主系一个公义嘅上主。
What does justice mean?
公义即系讲紧咩？
Justice means to give everyone his, her due.
公义咧就系话咧，我哋将适当嘅嘢咧俾配得上嘅人。
That's what justice is.
呢个就系公义。
Is God just?
天主系公义嘅咧。
In that sense, God is not just.
咁喺某程度入边咧，我哋讲天主唔系公义。
God is more than just.
天主系超越公义。
God is mercy.
因为佢系慈悲。
God does not give me what I deserve.
天主咧唔会将我应份受嘅俾我。
Because of the sin of every one of us.
因为我们每一个人都有罪。
We need to be punished by our God.
我们应该受到天主惩罚的。
But that's not what God does.
但这个不是天主所做的。
God forgives us.
天主宽恕我们。
And that's why Jesus came to invite us to repentance.
所以耶稣来到邀请我们来悔改。
According to Matthew, that's the first sermon of Jesus.
在马窦福音呢，这个就是耶稣最早的讲道。
Matthew chapter 4,
马窦第四章
verse 17,
第十七节。
从那时起，耶稣开始宣讲说，你们悔改吧，因为天国临近了。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
悔改吧，因为天国临近了。
That was the first sermon of Jesus according to Matthew.
马窦呢就将这个当为耶稣第一次的讲。
Inviting every one of us to repentance.
就是要邀请我们每一个人悔改。
That we may turn to him.
好让我们能够转向他。
That's what repentance is.
这个就是悔改。
I turn to Jesus.
我转向耶稣。
Sin is the opposite.
罪呢就是相反。
When I have anger in my heart,
当我有嬲怒在我的心，
I'm turned away from Jesus.
我就由耶稣的跟前转身走。
But when I do not pray,
当我不祈祷，
I'm turned away from Jesus.
我就宁转面背向耶稣。
Every sin turns us away from God.
所有的罪都将我们由天主跟前转。
By our sins, this is what has happened to us.
这个就是罪在我们身上所产生的后果。
We have turned away from God.
我们转面不再望住天主。
Now God is inviting us.
现在天主邀请我们。
Turn to me.
转向我吧。
And that's what repentance means.
这个就是悔改的意思。
I turn to my Jesus.
我转向我的耶稣。
And I offer my life to him.
而将我生命奉献给他。
That's when God is able to save us.
这个就是天主要来拯救我们的方式。
This is what Jesus is saying in the gospel today.
这个就是今天福音耶稣我们所讲的。
Today in your hearing, the promises come true.
今天在你们的灵界之中，这个应允应验了。
Let us understand this word of God.
我们明白这段圣经。
And the beautiful parable that Jesus said.
耶稣讲了一个很美好的比喻。
Luke chapter 15, the parable of the prodigal son.
就是浪子回头的比喻，路加福音第十五章。
The son who turned away from the father.
这个仔离开了爸。
And when he turned away from the father, he lost everything.
当他离开了爸呢，他就失去一切。
He lost even his self-worth.
甚至他的自我价值都没了。
That is.The most important thing we should never lose.
这个是我们最重要，我们永远不可以失落自尊的。
I should never despise myself.
我不应该憎恨、讨厌自己。
I despise myself when I lose my self-worth.
当我失去我自己的价值的时候呢， 我就会
This young man ended up in the pigsty.
这个后生仔呢最后呢就是在猪场那里工作。
Even the pods eaten by the pigs were denied to him.
甚至呢他不能够将猪食的豆壳来果腹。
And that's how Jesus is telling us how he lost his self-worth.
耶稣就是形容给我们这个儿子怎样失落他的尊严。
That's where sin led him to.
罪恶就带领我们去到这个地步。
This is a warning Jesus is giving us.
耶稣是警告给我们每一个人。
If you and I continue in our sinfulness,
如果你和我继续在我们的罪恶中沉的
whatever that sin is,
无论这个罪是什么罪
If we continue in our sinfulness,
如果继续在这个罪里面沉的
we would lose everything.
我就会丧失一切
even my self-esteem.
甚至我的自我形象
That's why many people end up in committing suicide.
所以为什么很多人最终会自杀
When does a suicide begin?
几时开始会自杀
？Every suicide begins with a sin.
所有自杀的行为呢，都系由罪恶开始。
And then all psychological oppression.
仲有呢，系喺灵心灵上嘅呢一个嘅压力。
At one time, this person would despise himself, herself.
呢个人呢，会越嚟越憎恨、讨厌自己。
And destroy himself.
然后就会毁灭自己。
But this prodigal son did not commit suicide.
但呢个浪子呢，佢冇自杀喎。
There was only one reason for that.
只有一个原因啫。
He got a ray of light.
佢咧有一线嘅光芒。
A ray of the Father's love.
就系爸爸嘅爱。
This ray that we must be waiting for today.
我们今天必须要等待这个的光芒
That we may understand how much the Father loves us.
我们必须要明白天父几咁爱我们
How much our God cares for us.
天主是几咁照顾我们
However sinful we are.
无论我们有几多的罪
I am loved by my God.
我的主爱我
My God is waiting for me.
我的天主等待着我
Waiting to forgive me
等待你宽恕我
That is what the prodigal son understood when he returned
这个就是这个子他明白了所以他才会回头
The father flung his arms around him
然后那个爸爸呢就伸手拥抱他
And hugged him
他拥抱着他
The son got everything he had lost
所有个仔失落嘅嘢咧，而家又得翻晒。
He got a ring on his finger.
佢手指上可以戴上戒指。
And that means the dignity of the family was given back to him.
呢个戒指嘅意思就系咧，佢家族嘅尊严咧系重新俾翻佢。
He got a mantle over his body.
而且咧有将个斗篷咧地袍子嚟俾佢穿上。
The honor of the of sonship was given back to him.
就系咧作为仔嘅呢个尊严咧就俾翻佢。
He also got sandals on his feet.
仲有喺脚上穿上鞋喎。
The right of inheritance was restored to him.
呢个表示咧就系咧佢有翻一个继承。
Everything lost in sin was given back to him at one moment.
所有喺罪恶中失落嘅一切咧，喺一刻钟入边咧都全部俾翻晒佢。
Jesus is telling us.
而耶稣就话俾我哋听。
This is what the Father is waiting to do to us.
呢个就系天父等紧我哋每一个人做嘅。
The moment we turn to him in repentance.
每次当我哋喺悔改中转向佢。
One thing let us know.
有一样我哋必须要知道。
If there is any sadness in our hearts today.
如果今日我哋心中有任何嘅忧
患。If there is any tension in our hearts today.
喺心入边有任何紧张嘅感觉。
It is because of sin.
系因为罪。
When we confess our sin, God is waiting to console us. A God is waiting to fill our hearts with His joy and love. My dear sisters, let us accept this invitation of repentance. Let us turn to Him and live. Let's all stand. Let's close our eyes for a moment. Jesus
yes,
is standing in front of you. Jesus looks at you.
Yes,
Jesus sees the whole of you.
Yes,
everything of your past. Everything in your heart. Jesus sees you completely. Jesus sees you as you are. Nothing is hidden from Jesus. Are you feeling uncomfortable that Jesus sees you? Are you feeling uncomfortable that Jesus sees the whole of you? If you feel uncomfortable about anything, that's what you must confess today. That's what you need to hand over in the hands of Jesus. It could be from your past or from your present. Bring it all to Jesus. Wait upon Jesus to forgive you totally. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.